Welcome to Shriek the Podcast. Join us as we go through stories gathered from across the darkest corners of the web. Stories designed to disturb and make your blood run cold. We hope you enjoy the following tales. And don't worry, it's okay to be scared. Who knows, by the end of this, even you might let out a small shriek. If you enjoy listening to Shriek, let us know by giving us a share, a like, a follow, or rate us on whatever streaming service you use. It may not sound like much, but it really helps us out. The Witch's Tale by Cypher85. There was one time in elementary school when my buds and I were in the cafeteria eating lunch. Somehow we ended up telling scary stories, except my friends were always having a tough guy competition, and it ended up being mostly jokes and laughter. My buddy Logan finished up his parody of a scary story, and then took on a very serious and disturbed expression. He looked at me and said, "Hey, do you remember the story you told about the witch?" My eyes opened wide and began to tear up. I was instantly covered in goosebumps. "The one with the house in the woods?" I asked. "Yep," he said. The entire table went quiet, and the comedic atmosphere had completely dissipated. One day, a friend and I were exploring the woods as usual, and we came across an old building, which also wasn't too unusual for that part of the woods. I was terrified just beginning the story, and something about the whole situation just felt wrong. My friend Logan realized this and said, "You know what? Screw that story. It's too scary." Normally, at the mention of something being too scary, my tough guy friends would have contested the idea. But this time, no one spoke up. Now, there's an odd phenomenon in my town where scary things disappear from people's memory for years at a time, only to come back at the same time for no reason. For example, me and that same Logan found a creepy old bunker in the woods near my house and promptly forgot about it for 4 years. And then suddenly remembered it at the exact same time in history class one day and brought it up to each other. Anyway, it had been a couple of years since I tried to tell the story, and I had one of the spectators, Max, over at my house one day. It was nighttime, and we were out in the back deck. I was facing the house, and Max was facing the woods. He said to me, "Do you remember that time you started telling us a story about a witch?" Again, my eyes went wide and I began to tear up. I was covered from head to toe in goosebumps. As scared as I was, this time I kinda wanted to tell the story, just to get the props of scaring my friend. So I began again to tell the tale. As I am introducing the story, my little black cat slinks out of the house and slinks against Max's leg. He jumps about a foot in the air and lets out a fearful exclamation, which in turn jump scares me and my cat. We all had a laugh about it. Then Max asked me to finish the story. I hesitate and turn to Max and say, "Well, actually, I never told any story about a witch." His eyes went wide. Despite having no memory of any witch's tale, immense fear takes over whenever I think about it, and I can picture that house in the woods very vividly. What Happened in Late July by Unknown. Every year, I visit my grandparents' house in the summer. This was about 2 summers ago, so that would make me around 11 at the time. But I still remember everything that happened. I was there for about a week. I was taking a trip alone and had flown out. But on the third day, some scary shit started happening. Whenever I went to breakfast with my granddad, there was this guy in a black hoodie that always sat behind us. He never ordered, and everyone at the restaurant got a bad vibe from him. At least, that's what they told us. Also, that week, my grandma and I got an unmarked package. We threw it away as fast as we could. But on that Friday night, my Uncle Michael and Aunt Kate were supposed to come over for dinner. My grandma and I were making yogurt cookies in the kitchen and listening to music on shared AirPods. But before I go any further, let me give you some background information. My grandparents live in a big house in the middle of the woods. However, it is close to the main highway. Their driveway is on a steep hill. Also, at least once a year, we get a huge summer rainstorm, which is something Michigan is not known for. But trust me on this, it did happen. Anyway, we were making cookies for dessert during one of these rainstorms, and the power went out. Usually, power outages don't faze me, but for some reason, this one was way too dark. My Uncle Michael and Aunt Kate said they would still come, but that the roads were flooding. When they got there, they banged on the door, so I let them in. Usually, they tell me how I've gotten tall or how pretty I've gotten. But they brushed me aside and went to my grandparents. Being the kid I was, I decided to eavesdrop, and I heard them say that there was a man in a hoodie on our driveway and he had a gun. Let's get this straight. I am not like other girls. Most girls would have ran, especially at that age, but not me. I had to see this. But I wish I had been more like other girls at that moment. It was the scariest shit I had ever seen. There was a guy in a hood with a gun, and the hood covered his eyes, and he smiled at me. My family wanted to call the police, but there was no power, and they couldn't turn their phones on for some reason. Let me give a little bit more background information. In my grandma and granddad's room, there is a walk-in closet. On the ceiling, there's a trap door that unfolds into a ladder. This leads to an attic inside their roof. I was the only one light enough to fit, so I went up there with my iPad and my AirPods. I don't know where they hid, but they must have done a good job of it, or he would have found them. I stayed up there for hours. It was freezing inside that roof. Meanwhile, I played games and listened to music. But at a break in the storm, I heard the glass windows by the front door shatter. I clicked off my iPad and hid it in an old box. I laid flat on my stomach behind a trunk and closed my eyes. I heard footsteps coming up the stairs. I stayed totally still and quiet. Someone who was not my family, opened the trap door. Keep in mind, we are inside a roof, so it was pitch black. I shut my eyes again. I think whoever it was poked its head around for a while, but it couldn't find me, so it went back down the stairs. Hours later, the power came back on, and they called the police, who got me down. My grandma gave me a blanket and hot cider while they talked to the police. When they talked to me, I told them about the shattered glass, but they said that that was impossible because there was no sign of a break-in. I told him he had come up and looked for me and that he had a gun. They told me that I must have imagined it, but my family said they saw it too. But luckily, a deputy cut in and she said she had seen a person in a black hood run away into the woods. The police posted an officer outside the house that night just to be safe. Nothing like this has happened since, but a year later, the same day in July, the power went out and we heard footsteps coming from that attic. We still don't know exactly what happened, but I'm just glad I stayed in there. Now, I'm just praying it never comes back. Tonight's Tales, The Witch's Tale, was written by Cypher85. And What Happened in Late July, written by an unknown author. You can find the link to both of these stories and their Reddit pages in the description below. If you'd like to help the podcast, give us a like, a follow, or rate us on whatever streaming service you use. It sounds simple, but it really helps us out. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to follow Shriek on Instagram at shriek.cast and visit our official website, shriek.net. Also, share us with your friends and family, or anyone you may think will enjoy the podcast. As always, if you'd like to submit your own original short story, you can submit it to shriekpodcast@gmail.com for a chance to be featured on the podcast. We'll see you next time.